The Sly Show, Season 20, Episode 50. We here chilling, bro. 50th episode of 2024. It's great to be here, you know, 50 episodes. Didn't take too long. You know, we're not even in April yet. And I told you, man, I told you that we going all the way. We going all the way. It looks like it's about to rain out here. The sky is gray, you know? The sky is gray right now. And, you know, this is it's going to look very depressing on camera, bro. You know, you see the gray sky behind me. And he's like, yo, man, what the fuck is going on? So it being episode 50, you know, we got to talk about this whole fucking thing. You know, what do I think when I hear the number 50? I think of 50 Cent. And, you know, with the whole P. Diddy thing happening. Now, we knew he was doing gay shit. You know, this was told to me years ago. They said P. Diddy gets these young boys, whether it be Usher, whether it be Justin Bieber. We knew he was doing gay shit. I didn't know he was doing the pedophile shit. Allegedly, the pedophile shit. And, you know, a lot of people have different views on this. You know, as far as, you know, what is going on. Is he the fall guy? Is he this? Is he that? Here's what we do know. Here's what we do know about P. Diddy. That he was doing gay shit. He's been fucking these kids for years. All right? And this is... You know, when we look at the Jews run the world, when we look at Jewish supremacy, when we look at the Weinsteins of the world, the Epsteins of the world, this is a well-known practice, all right? You know, yesterday I talked about Corey Feldman, you know, going on The View, and it's well-known that the Jewish executives that exist in Hollywood, whether it be the music business, the movie business, you know, these people blackball, you know, young up-and-coming people. Whether you're getting whatever your position may be, no pun intended. But you know, with 50 Cent, he said P. Diddy said to him years ago, "I want to take you shopping." And that was like code word, like, oh man, imagine that, bro. P. Diddy gonna take you shopping. Yo, you gonna go get shopping? You gonna go get some new jeans, new kicks, new shirts? And then you're going back to Diddy's house. And that's where the fucking shit goes down and shit. And I always thought that was hilarious hearing that, bro. Talking about I'm gonna take you shopping and shit. Yeah. It's a lot more than that window shopping. 50 Cent, and, you know, it happens, bro, and it's happening every day, you know, because people don't really, you know, when we talk about, you know, when we talk about all this fucking shit, right, you know, I mean, this is the business, you know, this is the business, you know, people don't have no fucking respect for themselves, people have no values, people don't have no morals, and people will definitely... If you get the right type of person, you know, you got to understand, like, these people who move to, like, Los Angeles to, like, be famous, you know, they think they're going to be famous. You know, you look around social media, you look at how thirsty people are for views, for clicks, for likes, for acceptance. You see it on social media, but there are people out there in the movie, you know, aspiring artists, whether it be, you know, actors or musicians or whatever the case may be. And, you know, these executives, these Weinstein type guys, you know, these P. Diddy guys, these Clive Davis guys who are basically elitists, you know, they're all tied in with the Jewish supremacy of the world. You know, whatever you be going to, the Bohemian Grove. You know, this shit's existing, bro. Existing. And, you know, people want to get on these high horses and try to act like, you know, oh, that doesn't exist. No, it does exist, bro. Bilderberg Group, the World Economic Forum, you know, and it's been going on for a long time, man. You know, there's this fucking video of Judy Garland. You know, Judy Garland was the, you know, the... somewhere over the rainbow, you know, the Wizard of Oz and shit. You know, they was doing fucking rituals with her. You know, they made her dress up in blackface and do this performance. And, you know, when you, for those of you that have seen this, there's a famous video of her doing blackface. And she was up on the, you know, doing some performance and you know, years ago. And basically the rumor is that she had to do this ritual, this humiliation ritual to be accepted into the Wizard of Oz movie. Like, it was like stipulations, you know. And, you know, when you talk about these parents and shit, right? Yeah, there's a lot of that, bro. Stage parents. You know, we talked about Sound of Freedom. Sound of Freedom was a great movie. Ballard, Tim Ballard, you know, shows the guy, the federal agent, you know, going to rescue kids overseas and all that. Yeah, I mean, that happens too. You know, I mean, this is so fucking well known, you know. And once again, you know, whatever your situation may be, liberals don't want to talk about it. Liberals don't want to touch it. No pun intended. You know, liberals don't want to do anything with it because it goes against their political agenda. The agenda of liberalism, the agenda of the Democrat Party, is that child trafficking is a conspiracy. You know, Sound of Freedom is a like a right wing thing. You know, pedophilia. Oh, that's you know. I'm telling you, brother, LGBTQ stuff and pedophilia is just basically, they're like cousins, you know. And it's happening, it's been happening, and it's going to continue to happen because there are a lot of sick individuals out there. And you know, P. Diddy, you know, I mean, I don't, like I said, I'm not too up on the things that are happening, like in this last week. As far as his house getting raided and him catching flights out of the area. But at the end of the day, you know, there's a whole network. You know, when we talk about Epstein Island, people always talk about Epstein Island. And, you know, we talk about these executives. You know, there's a whole network of executives that do this. They do these humiliation rituals. You know, when you see John Cena on the Oscars going out there and naked, you know, I mean, this is what we're talking about. These people get these executives get a kick out of it. They get hard-ons when they see John Cena out there, you know, going out there naked in the Oscars. These are humiliation rituals. When you see black actors in dresses, why do black actors have to go out in movies in dresses? Humiliation rituals. Bro, the more you know. NBC, it's a famous fucking thing. NBC, the more you know. And I always go back to my original, the original thing I've said through the years. I remember I had a talent manager when I was living in Los Angeles in 2007, 2008, 2009. I didn't go out there to get famous. I was in a relationship and she lived out there and I moved out there and I was in Los Angeles and I was on red carpets. We were rubbing elbows with some famous people. I pissed a lot of Jews off, you know, because I don't give a fuck. Unfiltered. It is part of the slideshow. But yeah, I remember, you know, being out there and, you know, and that's when I realized, you know, I realized that the Los Angeles scene, excuse me, I realized that the Los Angeles scene was fake as fuck. And these people are phony. And if people wanted to fucking put me in a movie, or if they wanted to put me in anything, if I was going to do any type of work in Los Angeles, they would have to come to the Bay Area. And that's where I would be. And that's where I've been ever since. Okay? There are people who go out there who think they're going to make it because they want to be famous, because they want to be, you know, they want to be accepted. If you're that type of person, you're willing to do whatever the fuck these executives want you to do. The Jewish executives. There's no other types of people out there in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, in the music business. Is it anti-Semitic? If that's anti-Semitic, then I'm an anti-Semitic type guy, bro. Follow me for more anti-Semitic content. That's who's doing it. Prince. You know, Prince spoke out on the shit. Gone. Joan Rivers said, Joan Rivers, okay, understand what we're talking about here, bro. People need to wake the fuck up, all right? Jewish supremacy. Executives in Hollywood, people running the game. That's why it is the way it is. That's why the business is the way it is. That's why the media is the way it is. That's why the newspapers are the way they are. That's why print and press is the way it is. Because the Jews that run the fucking situation want to control the narrative. I don't give a fuck. You know, my manager told me years ago, he said, the way you don't sell out, the way you don't fucking, you know, end up on some fucking P. Diddy shit, because we knew about P. Diddy back in the day. That's right. 2007, 8, 9, when I was out in Los Angeles. The way you don't join any type of secret society, Illuminati, devil worshiping, like Ice Spice on the Super Bowl, the way you allow yourself to not be in that conversation. Because all these motherfuckers are getting butt fucked. I'm going to tell you right now, bro. Anybody in the industry, bro, who is like really up there, high up there, bro, please believe, bro. They doing shit behind closed doors. They have these parties. They do all that shit. And they all getting butt fucked, bro. And the ones who, you know what I mean? And the ones who try to, you know, bro, it's evil, bro. It's evil. And the reason why it happens is because these executives, they got power. You want this deal? You want this record deal? You want this movie business deal? And the people who are willing to do it are desperate. Don't be desperate now, bro. Don't be desperate. That's why the internet is so great, bro. The internet is so great because I started doing the slideshow in 2004, right? And, you know, I've had many different eras of my show. I fucking, bro, do your own shit, bro. Fuck joining platforms. Fuck joining this organization. Fuck joining this, bro. The Bay Area is known for independent grind. Okay? Los Angeles is known for the corporation grind. You know, a lot of the artists out here, you know, it's independent. That's why I always kind of just been on my own shit. You know? I'm telling you, bro. You start joining people. You start wanting to fucking be part of other people's shit. That's where they tell you to bend over and fucking let's stick this dick up your ass. Because that is the stipulation. Man. It's a wild situation, bro. You know? But this is the business. It's ugly. It is evil. And it's going to happen if you get part of, if you sign your life away. Don't want to sign your life away, bro. A lot of people, bro. I would believe it too when you hear these stories of, you know, all these child actors who got touched. Oh yeah, bro. It happens. On the movie Sound of Freedom, you know, the opening scene was a model agency. You know, a model agency for children. And all these children got fucking kidnapped. Bro, you got kids, they want to be in movies, you better be with them at all times. I tell you that right now. I actually was into that. You know, I was actually, like, my mom could never take me. But, you know, when I was a young person, I always wanted to be in the business. You know, I've been doing this a long time, man. I've been doing the slideshow since 2004. But years before that, I was like, you know, I was talking about being in this business. I wanted to do commercials. I wanted to be in the movies. And then when I saw what happened, when I realized it was fake as fuck, when I seen Dallas Buyers Club beat out Wolf of Wall Street, I thought Wolf of Wall Street was the best movie that year. And they was like, yo, it's going to beat them out. And I was just like, bro, fuck this shit, man. You know, this whole, like, actors and fucking Hollywood and shit, it's all fucking gay, bro. 100%. It's all politically correct. Me and Hollywood and my slideshow thing that I do, on a day-to-day basis, it does not mix well with Hollywood. Hollywood's gay as fuck. It is. So Ronna McDaniel, you know, I mean, she got fired from NBC News. That's fucking hilarious, bro. She got fired from NBC News, bro. You know, this was like a couple days after she got on there and she was talking crazy about January 6th and about Trump, because that's what they wanted her to do. See, here's what you need to understand. There is no bipartisanship, bro. Okay? Anyone who's a Republican, anyone who is anything like that, who joins like a mainstream network, whether it be The View, whether it be CNN, whether it be NBC, you know, they just want you to do what they want you to do. She exposed herself as a rhino. All right? Now, I never really heard her say anything or done anything that was like kind of like rhino activity. You know, I never seen her like sell out the way she did on that appearance on Sunday afternoon. She exposed herself as a rhino. She went against the party. She went against Trump. You know, come on, let's be honest. If you're going to go against Trump, you know, come do what I do. Call him out for the TikTok shit. Call him out for the Bud Light shit. Call him out for the fucking vaccine. But she is doing the liberal playbook over here. So she gave them what they wanted. And then there was like backlash, because then the NBC people, Rachel Maddow and Joyless Reid, you know, they were like all in their emotions, like, we can't have a Republican. See, they're so stupid though, because she was going to give them everything they wanted. That's how it works. When you see Alyssa, what was her name? The one that used to be part of the Trump admin. You know, when you see her on The View, Bro, Anna Navarro talks about, oh, I'm a Republican. Okay, I'm a Republican. Let me get on The View. And then she talks about liberal shit all day. You know, I mean, this is what we're talking about. There is no bipartisanship. If you get a real Republican, if you get someone, a real conservative on these networks, they're not going to like it. They just want you to be their view of the Republican. And their view of a Republican is a fucking sellout. Just a sellout. Just 100% a sellout. So she fucking exposed herself as being a rhino. So now she's not respected by no one. So, I mean, she wasn't respected by no one to begin with, because her whole tenor as this Republican National Committee chair, you know, I mean, she'd been fucking horrible, bro. Republicans ain't winning elections, you know. And, you know, now she's out of a job. And, you know, I mean, that's just hilarious to me, bro. She's a rhino, bro. Sellout. This is The View. This is what they want Republicans to be. And this is where we're at. And this is why, you know, I've said on multiple occasions, you know, I said, you know, the future of the Republican Party is ugly, bro. Everybody's selling out. Everybody's part of the globalist movement. Everybody's part of the World Economic Forum. All these fucking people are fucking sellouts, bro. You know, there's no future here, bro. There's no future. You know, she is going to continue to do what she's going to do, and she'll probably go to some other network, or maybe she'll get some other opportunity, and you know, continue. And you know, here's the reality, bro. Every politician is bought and paid. This is what you need to understand. Like, every politician is bought and paid. Every politician, if given the right opportunity, the right moment, the right fucking situation, they will all fucking sell out. You got Trump over here selling Bibles. What? He's selling Bible. He got a new Bible, a King James, and there was like some Lee Greenwood. You know, I think he did something with it. Look. TikTok is basically promoting transgenderism galore. Trump told people that you need to keep TikTok on your phone. He's instructed people to keep TikTok on your phone. That's what Trump said. Trump instructed people to keep TikTok on their phone. Trump has said on multiple occasions. I'm cool with banning abortion just at 15 weeks. You know, because anything less than that, we got to win elections. He's already said, you know, he's down for killing babies. As long as it's like at the 15-week threshold. Anything before that, that's a bad decision. He said it was a bad decision that Ron DeSantis wanted to ban abortions at 6 weeks. This guy can't be fucking taken serious, bro. I don't give a fuck, bro. I know a lot of people feel like they got to get behind him because he's the guy in the Republican Party. And, you know, they feel that that's the right move. This guy's a fucking sellout. This guy's fucking selling Bible. What the fuck? Y'all stupid, bro. No, I'm not. And you know what? I'm the most conservative person that you'll fucking ever meet. I understand the situation. I call it like I see it. And I'm not going to fucking sit around and be like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Oh, well, yeah, the Bibles, that sounds like a good idea. Oh, yeah, he's got legal bills to pay. No, fuck that shit, bro. He pushes for abortions. He is not Christian. Bro, they asked him they've asked him his favorite Bible verse, and he always said, oh, no, it's just personal to me. Shut the fuck up, bro. See, that's the problem. That's why people on the political right get played. It's because they really believe these politicians, bro. You know, he is a politician, by the way. He is a politician. Anybody who alters their political views to get votes is a politician. Okay? That's what politicians do. All right? Just thought I'd let y'all know. I hate to fucking be the guy that has to give you the fucking information that you don't want to hear, but that's what it is. No, I don't have TDS. No, I'm not a leftist. No, I'm not a liberal. No, I'm not a Joe Biden fan. No, nothing like that. No, I'm not fucking a DeSantis fan. No, 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 no. This motherfucker. Hey, you know what? The reality with him selling Bibles and all that shit is like, there's people out there that will fucking get it because he's telling you to get his Bible. Okay, yeah, let me get his Bible. If you're like a real like Christian, like, and you're okay with someone who is pushing for abortion, you know, he's basically saying 15 weeks, bro, 15 weeks. Anything before 15 weeks, we can't do that because we have to win elections. It's clown shit, bro. Actually, you know what? I'm just a real type of person, bro. I'm just a real authentic person that, you know, if someone tells me something like that, I don't fucking trust them. I don't trust them, especially this. We're not even talking about like political shit. We're just talking about we're talking about Christian shit, bro. You guys are fucking clowns, bro. Anybody who fucking, you know what I mean? And anybody who wants to continue to do this shit, because really, this is what it is when we look at the Republican Party, when we look at conservative right, when we look at all this shit, bro, this is why people fucking believe shit, bro, because they allow the normie fucking thoughts to take over their brain, and they think he is like some sort of like fucking like, like answer, like it's 5D chess. Oh, it's 5D chess. That's what it is. You fucking people are fucking ridiculous, bro. I just refuse to fucking, you know, and it's just gonna happen. There's gonna be more sellout moves. There's gonna be more pandering, and you know, you guys are gonna have to fucking explain yourself. You know, you guys are going to have to fucking explain yourself. You guys are going to come up with excuses why, oh, yeah, well, he's doing it because of this over here. And, you know, shut the fuck up, bro. You guys are fucking stupid, bro. 100%. Season 20, episode 50. How we doing, bro? Season 20, episode 50, bro. We a seasoned veteran, bro. Yeah, man. You know, shout out to my cousin out there. My cousin bought a house in Oregon. And, you know, it's kind of near the Idaho border right there, you know. And he got the don't tread on me flag hang waving in the wind. And, you know, bro, that's what it's about, bro. That's what it's about, bro. Fuck all these political parties. Fuck these politicians. just have your views, have your values, have your morals. That's all I really give a fuck about, bro. You know, if you have values, if you have morals, that's all that really matters, bro. You know, the don't tread on me. You know, that was interesting because, you know, there was a kid in Colorado who, you know, he fucking had that shit like on his backpack or some shit, bro. Some based kid, bro. Some youngin, you know, some youngin that is probably most likely loving the country, and you know, he's don't tread on me. And that is the universal flag for someone who is against tyranny, who is against the establishment, who is against you know, it's not exclusive to any politician. It's just someone who's really about that shit. And you know, it is a Marine Corps thing. My cousin was in the Marines. And he's got that flag, and then he's got what was the other one he had? He had the don't tread on me. I think he had a different one. I don't know. That's what it's about. That kid, yeah, there was a kid that they tried to, you know, paint it off as racist and shit like that, and that's how they do. That's how they do. The opposition likes to use racism. They like to use homophobic. And guess what else they like to use? They like to use anti-Semitic. It's all part of the same playbook. So if you are one of these right-wingers who is shilling to Israel like a faggot that you are, guess what? You're part of the left-wing agenda. It's 100%. So this bridge that came down, you know, a lot of people got little fucking ideas about it, what it is. Marjorie Taylor Greene looking like a dumbass, saying it was like a terrorist attack. You know, like, shut the fuck up, bitch. You know, like, no, it wasn't a terrorist attack. If it was anything, it was probably the government giving you a nice little distraction. See, they brought ISIS back. You know, okay, so the attack that happened in Russia, it was like a week and a half ago, you know, they said, oh, ISIS. ISIS. It was ISIS that was involved in that. Okay. Let me tell you right now, the same people that talk about, that are responsible for ISIS, I think they're calling it ISIS-K now. Okay. Same people that are responsible for that are the same people that are responsible for every fucking other terrorist organization, in quotations, by the way. You know, Hamas, you know, all these fucking people, bro. It's the Jews, bro. It's the Jews. The Jews did 9/11. They you know, it's Mossad. It's the United States government. And, you know, they would love to make people just get so stupid and really blame it on terrorists. People are so fucking stupid, bro. You know, that's the thing about October 7th. You know, I have these conversations with my cousin, and I've talked to people who are actually free thinkers. And people are still believing terrorist lies. They think Osama bin Laden was like the worst thing since fucking whatever. He was a bro. They're all part of the government. The government, your United States government, is the shadiest that exists. Yeah. So the Baltimore thing that happened. Yeah. I mean, we're talking distractions, bro. You know. And all they got to do is throw some terrorist shit, some terrorist propaganda in front of your face. And normies, the same normies that watch the news and they say, oh, it's October 7th, bro. Oh, my God. We need to stand with Israel because, like, there was a fucking attack in Israel. And, oh, shit. Okay. Normie-ism, bro. How do I know you're a normie? Because you suck dick. And you take it up the ass. That's how I know you're a normie. How else do I know you're a normie? Oh, because you fucking believe October 7th lies. You believe the October 7th lie. And you probably believe that lie, too. About this ISIS thing. Yeah. Obama and shit. Yeah, you know what I mean? Oh, give me an example of why Obama was like the worst fucking president in the world. Oh, because he created ISIS. Oh, yeah, that's a good way. He was actually like, I think in England like recently, and people are pointing to that. They're like, "Yo, bro. He like popped up and he was like made an appearance and then this thing happened." Is Obama really pulling all the strings right now? Yeah. You dumbass. Yeah, you dumbass. Fucking Joe Rogan yesterday, he had a show and he did what Kurt Metzger. Kurt Metzger is a comedian. And, you know, Joe Rogan, like, literally called it out. He's like, yo, there's genocide popping off. There's literal genocide. So you're trying to tell me that Genocide Joe is actually a factual thing? But we can't fucking say that. Because we're Republicans and we're conservatives. And we're supposed to be against fucking Gaza. They're the enemy. The news told me that they're the enemy. We can't have these type of fucking opinions. Yeah. Joe Rogan is a real person. Is someone who calls it like he sees it. And there's too many people in this country who are normies, who follow political party narratives. If you believe the October 7th lie, then you follow the Republican Party's overall stance. Period. Period. Hey, like I've said, we all get 24 hours. Drink your water, run your miles. I've been in the gym recently, feeling great. It is something that everybody should do, bro. You know, you can't trust no one that don't work out. Yeah, you just can't trust no one that doesn't work out. Yo, how many people out there? Okay, well, first of all, let me back up a little bit. You can't trust no one that doesn't get any exercise. Because if you are a married couple and you're fucking like animals, hey, you're working out. But no, you have to be mentally strong. People work out, 100%. You know, you get these people that eat fast food all day and they don't fucking do no type of exercise, and they're putting all these toxins in their body, drinking an alcohol, drinking a soda, you know, and then they get on the internet. What do you think the result is going to be? Oh, that's going to be an ugly one, bro. That is going to be an ugly one. Like Fuller from fucking Home Alone. That's why I drink this bubbly shit, bro. It's like orange cream. I don't mean to do no advertisement. Calories zero. Calories zero. It's good. Shout out to all the mental. Hey, I just want to say, real shit. Shout out to all the mentally strong people out there that you existing, bro. You existing, bro. You are somebody. You are somebody. Shout out to everybody questioning the establishment. Shout out to everybody questioning, you know, political popular narrative. Shout out to everybody that's not a normie. Shout out to everybody that's fucking with the slideshow since 2004. Yeah, I mean, the distractions are everywhere, bro. And you know, people need to wake up. People need to wake up and people need to fucking question this shit, bro. And you know, you just gotta go down those rabbit holes and shit, bro. Yeah, man. Those rabbit holes. Interesting time, you know, 2024, you know, it's election season. Election year, you know, they're painting everything off to be racist. Everything is racist again. And the Democrats don't give a fuck about black people. They don't give a fuck about minorities. You know, because at the end of the day, the Democrats and the Republicans are on the same team. Politicians. They don't get elected. They get selected, bro. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you was in like fucking grade school and you was playing kickball and you was like, yo, let me get Tyler. Yo, let me get fucking RJ. Yo, let me. That's politicians right there. That's how they get selected, bro. What, they like kickballs and shit? They kick the balls and shit? Yep. It's like picking a kickball team, bro. You already know what the fucking... You already know what the situation is. And if you don't play fucking stupid, because too many people playing stupid. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, Ronda McDaniel, you know, I mean, these people are fucking, these people, it's just sellouts, bro. Like I talked about on yesterday's show, they're sellouts, and that's what they are. Everybody got a price. You know, so they had the show, they had the, you know, that movie Sound of Freedom, so this movie Sound of Freedom came out, and, you know, there was a lot of, opposition from the Jewish RAN networks. That's exactly what they are. Everybody hated it. And, this is what I've been trying to explain to people, that, you know, liberals, people on the left, you know, they don't stand for child trafficking. They don't stand for pedophilia, because it goes against their agenda. You know, the pedophiles that exist in society, are a lot of them are teachers, and, you know, they are all allies of the LGBTQ shit. And there's a lot of reasons why liberals do not why they don't oppose child trafficking. So anyways, there was a woman who accused, I don't know exactly what the accusations were, but it was pretty serious. Tim Ballard was the guy that was, you know, depicted in the movie Sound of Freedom. And it was actually someone that was doing work with him, you know, bringing the children back to America that were trafficked. And, you know, this is a great example of what I'm trying to tell you people out there, that everybody has their price. There is no respect for people who sell out. There is no respect for people who are like these, rhino Republicans. There is absolutely no respect. You sell your soul to the devil when you do these things. When you put money in front of values and morals and doing what's right. For a woman to be on the right side of history, to be linked up with Tim Ballard, and then, you know, doing all that, right? And then she gets paid off by some sort of government agency. We don't know who. Everybody has a price. Anyways, that shit came out. It was debunked. You know, it was all like, you know, it was all set up. And you know what? This is what it is. The opposition, bro. Understand, there's good, there's evil. You have to decide what you are. SlideShow Season 20, Episode 50. I would like to thank everybody for watching today's show. You know, this is a great situation we got here, bro. You know, I mean, shit, 20 years of the SlideShow, 50 episodes in 2024. Let's keep it going. I'm like Miles Teller in that movie Project X. Come on, man. Yeah. Let's get the drinks popping. Let's get this party started. But here's the thing about it, bro. Is the party has been started since like fucking the second week of fucking January. Because we got a late start. There was a late start on the year. Yeah. You know they're going to start having LGBTQ history. Whoa. At all public schools, you know, they are already fucking pushing it in states like Washington State, you know, but yeah, they're going to start doing that. They're going to start indoctrinating kids with LGBTQ history now. That is the next one. You have to understand that the establishment agenda, the WEF agenda, when we talk about globalists, George Soros, WEF, Bill Gates, vaccines, the anti-God, anti-family agenda is 100% pro-LGBTQ. Who is like in charge of that agenda? What group of people? Jews? That's right. You know, so they're going to start pushing this shit. They're just going to continue, bro. It's not going to stop because who the fuck is speaking out on it? Maybe there's good people. Maybe there's a few concerned parents that speak out on it. But, you know, you got to understand that the reality is this, people. Okay? You know, they are dictating what is real and what is fake. In 50 years from now, and they talk about January 6th, whose point of view do you think they're going to give? Do you think they're going to give the factual point of view? Or do you think they're going to give the mainstream point of view? You know, they always talk about, oh, we don't ban books. We don't ban books. Yeah, the books they put out are false. LGBTQ history. So what are they going to do with the whole transgender shit? Because that's part of the T, right? So what are they going to do with that? What's that going to be about? What exactly do we expect that to be about? So they're going to teach kids about mental illness. Well, they're not going to teach kids about mental illness. They're going to have all these things. So are you telling me that some students are probably going to learn about Dylan Mulvaney, a boy who thinks he's a girl? Yeah, exactly. Good job. Good job. Good job. This is fucking trash. This is absolutely trash. And it's just going to keep, like I said, it's going to keep happening until there's like a large amount of people that fucking oppose it. You know? And when there's a large amount of people, I mean, you're talking about, we got to get them in the motherfucking streets. There's got to be people fucking, and they're just going to keep fucking pushing the shit. Is it still offensive to cough in public in California? Absolutely, bro. You want to get people fucking, bro, there's any society that is fucking wearing masks still, it is absolutely offensive to cough in public. Oh, man. People have been conditioned. People have... Excuse me. People have been conditioned to, you know, just go along with it. Don't speak up. Be a little sheep bitch. Don't speak up. If there's another pandemic, you better put that fucking mask on. Put that mask on. Put it back on. And people will just gladly go along with the tyranny. I remember during the pandemic, and you know how they had these on and off again, like mask mandates, and you know, people would just like laugh. We're back to masks. Everybody mask up. You know, people would joke that they are going to comply. It's mask again. What are you guys doing about it? What are you doing about it? I'll tell you what I'm going to do about it. Is I'm going to go get my fucking groceries. I'm going to fucking do what I'm going to do. And I'm not going to wear the motherfucker shit. Bro, there's a guy from Yellowstone. We don't know what that show's ever going to end. But anyways, one of the guys from Yellowstone was recently on a plane, and he gets off the plane and he goes on this, I guess he got kicked off or something. Yeah, he gets kicked off a plane because he didn't want to sit next to someone with a mask on. One of the main actors in that show. That's the energy, bro. That's how you got to do it, bro. These are the people that are brave. These are the people that are bold. It's funny when you see these shows that were going on during the pandemic and the things that people did. Bro, you know, I didn't even know this was a thing. But, you know, apparently, like, normies, like, what they used to do during the pandemic is they would take off their clothes. Like, if they were coming back from being on the outside, they would take off their clothes. And they would like get into like other clothes. Because you know, COVID might, I didn't even know that was a fucking thing, bro. See, I was like a little like outside of the loop on a lot of the shit that people were doing. And like I, bro, like I've said, don't think that that won't happen again. It will. People have complied once, they'll comply again. They know they got you. They'll get your ass again, bro. All you gotta do is just fucking, bro, people believe shit. People believe shit. People go along with shit because they don't want to fucking be, bro, they don't want to be fucking like criticized and shit. They don't want to be that. Shit, they might call you a Donald Trump supporter. We don't want to be called that. Then they might call you racist. Or the new one, anti-Semitic. Anti-Semitic is the new racism. Yeah, that's right. Being called anti-Semitic is the new racism. And you know what's funny, you know what's crazy about that is like that comes from the top. That comes from the fucking top. You know? That comes from like the fucking elites that are pushing that. Yeah. It's ugly, bro. For people who are normies. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, that's like the future of normies. Ugly. You motherfuckers are going to be fucking like getting in line with a whole bunch of fucking fuck shit, bro. 100%. That's why it's best to just drink your water. It's best to buy your water. It's best to do what you got to do and not worry about what the fuck these politicians are doing, because I'm going to tell you right now, man, the things that are coming down the pipeline, we got an election coming in November. Enjoy your life right now. Enjoy the, well, you can't really enjoy nothing. It's fucking gray skies out here, bro. It's gray skies. How are we going to enjoy shit? I hear birds and shit. Okay. Like that nature and shit. Oh, yeah. I like the nature and shit. Slash Show Season 20, Episode 50. How we doing, man? It's good to be here. Happy to be here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This fucking weather is fucking depressing as fuck. Like, I want to go jump off a fucking bridge and shit. I hope, you know, and rest in peace to the people that were on that bridge. That, that in Baltimore and shit, yeah. People were on it. People were on the bridge. And you know what? The way I view it is a big distraction, bro. We're gonna see what this all fucking happens, bro. We're gonna see how this all fucking pans out. Who knows what the fuck is gonna happen with this fucking election, bro. You know, it's like every day there's something else happening. There's fucking crazy bridges collapse. Bro, a fucking bridge collapsed. A fucking bridge collapsed. Whole bunch of shit, bro. What do you believe? How much do you believe? You know, some people don't believe the COVID scam, but some people think the earth is flat. Some people don't believe the earth is flat. Some people think it's round. What do you believe? How far do you go into that rabbit hole? Because, you know, there are people who are halfway awake. Oh, yeah, for sure. You know? Oh, yeah, for sure. If you're following political party popular narratives, you're halfway awake. See, some people think they are like fully awake, and you know what? I might be halfway awake, bro. We might not even be fucking living right now. This might be all a fucking bad dream. This might be like all a bad nightmare for all I fucking know. Who knows, bro? You don't know. I think I'm I would say that I'm pretty informed on what's going on in the world. Might be wrong, though. Might be wrong. You know? It's getting kind of fucking hot in here and shit, bro. I need to turn this into a David Letterman studio and shit. Oh, yeah, I do, bro. David Letterman, that was a legend right there. Yeah, they said Johnny Carson was a legend, though. You know, as a former stand-up comedian, I think I could say that. You know, a lot of people wanted to be on Carson and shit. The late night. Ed McMahon. He died? I don't know. I think he died. Anyways, I appreciate you guys today. Season 20, episode 50. I'm losing my voice. It's a good look. Doing what we got to do, man. You know what I mean? We try it. We do what we got to do. Anyways, you guys have a God bless day. And, you know, I'll check you guys on the next one, man. Appreciate everybody supporting the slideshow. We're on Rumble. We're on BitChute. We're on Telegram. We're on X. Facebook, Instagram, slideshow.com. That's where you get all the website, all the shows. All right. You guys go off and do something. Whatever it is you do, just do it well. All right, yo. 50 episodes, season 20. God bless.